Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of my One Quote podcast with me, Rob.
And me, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How are you doing?
I'm not bad, thanks. Yeah, it's been a quiet week for me. How about you?
Kind of quiet as well. I'm so lame. For our listeners, the hardest part about doing this podcast is coming up with something interesting to say I've done recently. That's the hardest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm just not interesting.
You absolutely are interesting, but I guess you just lead a quieter life than me, I guess.
I probably live a lot quieter life than most of our students. They always seem busy doing lots of stuff.
Oh, do you?
So I had dinner with friends. I went and had some sushi.
Oh, lovely.
With some friends. And it was lovely. It was very nice. And go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, who are these like friends of yours? Are they like uni friends or?
It's a girl that my wife used to work with in a previous job and her husband.
Oh, nice.
So that's how we know them. And they had just got back from going to Rome in Italy for a holiday.
Oh, wow.
So they had lots of very lovely stuff to tell us. And we hadn't seen them since we went to Japan. So we had lots of stuff to update them on as well. And they have had a really bad time recently. They have been redoing their kitchen.
Mm.
And as we would say in England, it's been a nightmare for them.
Oh, gosh.
So I understand when these kind of things happen, you just need to tell someone. So I sat there for about 2 hours just going, and then what happened? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Kind of,
but I did enjoy it because I know they needed that, you know.
Oh, Rob, you're a good friend.
They've had to do it for me for so many different things. I think it's only fair.
Aww.
So, but it was lovely. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's nice. And what did you have?
Oh, goodness.
Sorry, I'm always interested in what people, whenever my students are like, I went to a restaurant, I'm like, what did you eat? That's the important thing.
It was a sushi buffet.
Ooh.
And I didn't order it. And I don't really know the Japanese names for any of the things. I know we had like a lot of tempura. Prawns and stuff like that. We had nigiri. We had lots and lots of just kind of standard, you know, rolled up sushi. And I don't really remember the name of any of it, but it was all very delicious. And I was very happy, in fact, at the end of it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad. Yeah, that sounds like a really nice meal.
Yeah, it was lovely. How about you? You say not too much. I mean, there must be something.
Yeah, I mean, well, for me, it was quite a quiet week.
It's okay.
I did meet up with a friend, though. That was nice.
Hmm.
I know sometimes my Korean students are surprised when I say, I met up with my friend who's 65.
Hmm.
Because I guess friend means someone who's the same age as you in Korean.
Ah.
But for us, that's kind of peer, right? We would say my peers.
Yes.
And in England, a friend can be anyone at any age. And it just means someone you like and spend time with. So because I spent so much time working in this pub years ago, I have a lot of friends who are much younger than me and a lot of friends who are much older than me. And there's a guy called Nigel, who's a good friend of mine, and he hasn't been very well recently.
Mm.
And he's, in his 60s. And we often go for coffee.
Hmm.
And catch up. And I hadn't seen him for a few weeks. So we went for coffee. He bought me breakfast, which was nice.
Hmm.
And it was his turn, I guess. And we had a really nice catch up. We had a good time. We walked through the city centre. So we had a good walk and a nice breakfast. That was lovely. Yeah, it was really nice to see him.
That's perfect. I said this to my wife the other day, because one of her best friends is in her 60s and my wife is 30 years old. But I said to her that if you have a good time with a person, age doesn't really have to have anything to do with it.
Absolutely. One of my best friends is 14 years younger than me.
Sure.
I have a lot of close friends, actually, but my kind of York bestie, Hannah, Hannah 2.
Oh, yes.
Talked about her before.
Yes.
I'm Hannah 1, she's Hannah 2, only because I'm older. She's 7 years younger than me.
Hmm.
And my other good friend, Holly, is 14 years younger than me. You know, but the three of us just get on really well. Age doesn't really matter that much. I think, they're much more mature than me anyway.
Okay.
I'm like in maturity level, I'm definitely the youngest. But yeah.
I joke with my wife, I kind of have two different personalities. One is completely childish, and the other is like, oh yes, we need to think about the mortgage, and I think we should do this with the finances.
Old man Rob.
Absolutely, there is a young Rob and an old man Rob, and they both live inside my head. So,
well, old man Rob, do you have a quote for us today?
Most certainly do. I have a quote from a movie that maybe some of our students know. The movie is called Breakfast at Tiffany's. It's quite famous.
A classic.
Very classic indeed. And in this movie, there is a quote that says the following: anyone who ever gave you confidence, you owe them a lot.
Yeah.
And I love this quote. I think it's wonderful. The reason I picked it is because I think it's true that confidence is so important, and it's kind of like magic a bit. If you're very confident or someone else is very confident, somehow it seems like you can achieve things that you didn't think were possible simply because you are confident.
I totally agree. And do you know what the best thing about confidence is?
I don't. Please tell me.
You don't actually need to have it. You can pretend to have it, and that works just as well as actually having it.
We have that phrase, don't we, that is
fake it until you make it. Yeah, fake it till you make it. Yeah, and it's a really great phrase because, you know, every time I like play with my band, if we play a gig, you know, or something with any of my bands, and I say afterwards, oh, I was so nervous. All of my friends say, oh, we couldn't tell. You looked so confident.
Yeah.
You know, so you just, if you pretend to be confident, people will just accept that. They'll say, oh, this person is very confident. And then you get all the benefits of being confident.
Yeah.
Even if you don't feel it. Yeah. So fake it till you make it is a great quote to go along with that, I think.
That's a really cool thing to know, because I was thinking to myself, you must have to be very confident to go on stage and to play music. I think if I was doing that, I think my hands would be shaking and I'd be really worried that I'd get something wrong.
Sometimes my hands are shaking and I am constantly worried that I'm going to get something wrong. And then I do get things wrong. And then I think, oh no, I just played the wrong note. And then we just carry on and it doesn't matter, you know. My friend Hannah, too, when we play together, she actually has a performance phobia.
Oh.
So, yeah, so she literally shakes. And I can see that she's so nervous, but she does it anyway. And sometimes people can tell because she's so nervous. But sometimes they can't really tell because they're further back in the audience. And, you know, they can just hear us. They can't really see us, maybe. And they can't tell that she's nervous, and so they just accept, oh, these two people must be very confident, you know?
Yeah. So I think particularly with learning a second language, confidence is really important. Mm. And
oh, you're absolutely right, yeah.
I say to my students that this is totally my own opinion. This is not a fact. It is totally an opinion. But I think of learning a language, you've got the different parts. You've got confidence, you've got fluency, pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar. I always think that confidence is probably the most important part of learning a different language. I mean, would you agree with that? Or?
I totally agree. I really do agree. I think, you know, if you are confident in what you do, it doesn't matter if it's wrong really so much, because, you know, if it's wrong and someone doesn't understand you, you just try to say it a different way.
Yes.
Because it might not be that you're wrong, actually. It might be that the other person isn't expecting you to say what you're saying, you know? So maybe you're saying the right thing, but maybe they're just not hearing it right.
It's possible.
Or maybe you're saying the wrong thing. So, but if, you know, either way, if they don't understand, don't lose confidence.
Absolutely.
Try something else, you know? Because the thing is, in that situation, they cannot communicate with you. You are the only one who can communicate with them. You know, if you come to the UK, it's very unlikely that anyone can speak Korean. Actually, it's becoming more popular. Mm. So there are some people now who might know a little Korean. Uh-huh. But generally, no one here will be able to speak Korean. So, you know, you will need to communicate with them. And so if they don't understand you, they can't change that, but you can.
Yes.
You know, so if they don't understand you, try saying it a slightly different way. And don't lose confidence. It's not because you're wrong. It's not because you're bad at English. It could be so many other reasons. Just try a different way. Don't lose confidence, you know. They can't help you, so you have to help yourself and them, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I think a message for all our listeners, all our students, be more confident. You know, believe in yourselves.
Yeah, have that confidence. And if you don't have that confidence, fake it till you make it.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, great. So thank you all for listening. Please join our BritCent membership for the English and Korean transcripts with key expressions. Please check the link below for more detail. It's a joy to speak to you as always, Hannah. I'll see you next time.
Lovely to speak to you too, Rob. Yeah, speak to you next time.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.